All right, hey, we are here at the 2018 PSEU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, basically in the heartland of the USA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're here with PSEU's very own Erica Boyd. How are you, Erica?
Doing well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. I know the conference has just got started, but how's it going so far? I mean, any buzz in the hallways yet that you're listening to?
Not so much. Just so far, just getting everything set up, yep. But we're looking forward to a great event.
Right on. Okay, you're a product designer at PSEU, and so what is PSEU's approach to product design these days?
So what we do is we follow what's called human-centered design, where essentially we take the needs and desires of our credit unions and their members to drive the design. So an example of that is that, you know, typically a project starts out with an idea or a need, and our team really tries to research and identify what are the goals of that. And then we go out to our member owners and their members, and we actually talk to them to understand what are they trying to do when they're using our products. And it really boils down to understanding the environment in which a product's going to be used and the persona and the things that are going on around the people when they're using them. And this allows us to really make decisions based on what people really need from a consumer standpoint.
So you're getting frontline information. I mean, so it's not like, you know, you're doing some big, huge research. You're going to the front line. You're getting the direct information that you need to make these products work even better for these folks.
Right. You know, so getting away from our desks, you know,
exactly. Which is important sometimes.
Great design doesn't happen in a conference room or at a desk. It happens by going out and talking to the people that are going to be using the product.
So my next question here is, what do you do to find out how product design, if product design is on the right track? What do you guys do? What's the process there?
So this is known in the industry as usability testing. Okay. And so it's a scenario-based testing approach that allows us to observe how people react to our products. So an example, let's say you were the participant in the testing. I would ask you, you'd be looking at the application, and I would say, you know, show me how you'd make a payment.
Right.
So while you were doing that, I would be watching, like, did you know where to click? Did you hesitate? Were you able to breeze through the workflow? Was there any confusion? Did you smile? So, you know, not only are we kind of watching your keystrokes, if you will, but we're also trying to understand the emotions that you had at the time. And so those two things together allow us to determine where we nailed it, the design's great, or maybe there's some improvement opportunities. We need to go back to the drawing board.
So it's all about, what I'm hearing today is like reducing the friction or making something so seamless and so easy to use that it's, you know, a baby could use it, basically. So.
And like another example is that with the access point rewrite that we've been working on, we had a tremendous amount of consumer data already since this existing application that we're rewriting. So we created a prototype and presented that to members right away when we did the interview. So, you know, walking out of those, not only did we have, you know, a good idea of what their vision for a future iteration of Access Point would be, but also knowing where we need to tweak the design and move forward.
Right. Oh my gosh, this is such cool stuff. Such cool stuff. So what products have you used this method?
So we started out with the human-centered design approach at PSEU with Quick Assist, and then with the Mobile Framework Project, and now with Access Point. And so this has really been great to be able to participate on all these projects, because now we have a library of knowledge. So we have personas for the credit union front and back office personnel, so if we're doing a B2B type product, and then also their members, we have several personas for as well for B2C applications. So this allows us to, you know, just have a knowledge base of the preferences and the behaviors of the people using the products, but also it's enabled us to create design principles that we can apply to anything we build.
Right. And so, I mean, and things are changing so fast today. How do you guys keep up with that? I mean, especially in product design.
You just have to continually go out and, you know, refresh the member data and the credit union data that we have. And then also, you know, it's great because PSEU enables us to do quite a bit of training and conferences to keep us fresh.
Mm-hmm. Last question to kind of wrap up here, switching gears a little bit. The conference, what are your expectations here this week?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked. So I'll be working at the expo this week, and I will be asking our member owners to do some usability testing with us, right? So there's been changes or iteration that we've done with the Access Point design already, so I want to get a fresh perspective on, like, did we make it better? And then also there's some new features that we're going to be revealing, and also wanting to get feedback on those.
Nice teasing. All right. We'll have to wait for more on that. Erica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work, okay?